I just had this image pop into my head of like a casino with kids going broke in it. And the casino's like, no, it's okay, because instead of croupiers at like the tables and stuff, they're dressed as Mickey Mouse.
Oh, then it's fine. Yeah, then it's it couldn't be gambling. It's Mickey Mouse. It's
Mickey Mouse. If you can't trust Mickey, who can you trust?
What's happening, everybody, and welcome to Conversations, a show where we record conversations we were going to have and upload it to the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Eddie, along with my bro with the most below Sheps. How's it going?
It's going good.
Oh, bro, do you want a little surprise mechanic?
A surprise mechanic. I would love a surprise mechanic.
Have a little surprise mechanic.
Oh, it's money!
Oh, it's just money! It's just like EA right there. Guys, we're going to be talking about EA today and how they are comparing their loot boxes, in fact, renaming their loot boxes, to surprise mechanics.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know about this is a whole big old thing that's going around on the internet, how in every EA game there's loot boxes and how they want to make money out of everybody.
Surprise mechanic that has some moral problem.
The main thing is that it's a bit like gambling. That's what people are comparing it to. You put money into something, there's a luck element, a chance element in there, and you get something out of it.
And the big problem is kids play the thing
in video games, right? And that's the big problem that a lot of governments all over the world were having, and in some countries, Belgium, they've actually banned them, so you can't
completely banned, and I think it's in the court in the US at the moment.
Exactly.
Right?
That's what they're debating at the moment.
Yeah.
One member of parliament asked the EA lawyers,
do you consider loot boxes to be an ethical feature of your games?
Are you ashamed? Are you, do you think for like these
it's EA, so the answer's no.
No, exactly. Do you think that these loot boxes are morally right? That was the simple question. And the EA lawyer immediately goes to correct him. So it goes,
well, first, we don't call them loot boxes.
We don't call them loot boxes, okay? We call them surprise mechanics.
So what we look at as surprise mechanics, as surprise mechanics.
That's what they call that bullshit.
That's the, I gotta say, not the worst reframing of this, right? Like, if you think back to old school Pokemon, you're trying to catch a specific Pokemon, you know, you're walking through the tall grass because the old games, you can't see the other Pokemon, you don't know what you're gonna get. Battle, you don't know what it is. Surprise mechanic.
Exactly.
Okay, not the worst way to do this. It's EA, so I'm already thinking the worst possible outcome, but...
Lawyer Sheps here confirming. Yeah. It is
I'm officially a lawyer, you can take that to the bank.
Exactly. The next thing, however, is the thing that people have the most problem with.
Okay.
So the big idea, remember, is that kids shouldn't be accessing this. That's the big thing, because it's a bit like gambling. That's what people are trying to get away from.
Right. The big thing EA is saying is this isn't gambling. That's why it's suitable for children to have access to it.
Exactly.
Right.
So she then compares her surprise mechanics to things that you might find in toy shops, like Kinder Eggs and Hatchimals. Things that are marketed to children.
This is something people enjoy. They enjoy surprises. It's something that's been part of toys for years, whether it's Kinder Eggs or Hatchimals or LOL Surprise. Kinder Eggs or Hatchimals or LOL Surprise.
So let me ask you one question. Do you think when you're defending yourself, defending your mechanic as not gambling because it's not available for kids, because kids aren't allowed to gamble, would you then compare that mechanic to something that is available to kids and specifically targeted for kids?
I feel like this may have been a mistake, EA.
Maybe.
I just had this image pop into my head of like a casino with kids like going broke in it. And the casino's like, no, it's okay, because instead of croupiers at like the tables and stuff being like in suits, they're dressed as Mickey Mouse.
Oh, then it's fine. Yeah, then it's it couldn't be gambling. It's Mickey Mouse.
It's Mickey Mouse. If you can't trust Mickey, who can you trust?
Really? And the Pluto's over there? God, you couldn't
say right? Like, I just had that image pop into my head. Like, how do you think it's okay? No. It's not gambling. It's not targeted to children. Here are some examples, like our service, that are targeted exactly to children.
Honestly, what? I would love to be in the back room, because obviously like the EA execs and whatnot, the big guys and what, they're not in the room, right?
Yeah.
They got their lawyers to represent
them.
I would love to be the guys on like C-SPAN watching this afterwards and be like, okay, what's going on? And then it goes, our mechanics are a bit like those children's toys that you get everywhere, so they can't be for children.
Oh, for
fuck's sake. God damn it.
Why did she say that? God damn it. It's like, Mike, we prepped.
They can already see their stock prices just tumble. Like, oh God, oh Jesus, please go up. Oh God,
I bet the very next words out of that EA exec was, when do we launch FIFA again? You know, like, when's our next money printing scheme?
Speaking of money printing scheme, there was actually an article that came out. A guy under the new GDPR thing where you can request all of your information from any source and whatnot. A guy who plays FIFA over the last two games, like 18 and 17, he requested all his information for all of his microtransactions. Apparently he spent over 10 grand in the last two games. He goes, luckily I've got like a healthy income and I can support that, but I didn't realize I spent 10 grand.
That's why microtransaction and freemium such a great model. It's also important to note, like, the most successful like freemium game, Fortnite. None of this loot box stuff.
Yeah.
You buy a specific thing. You know exactly what you're getting, right? Yeah. That's the right way to do this. And that's why they print about 220 million a month in profit. Not gross. That's net. Because that's the way you do this. The surprise mechanic. I'm even saying it now. God damn it, EA. They are good at some stuff. Bloody hell.
Phrasing. The thing is, this is a very good phrase. Like we've said, like you just said there. Yeah. It's very good phrasing and it's a good way to pivot. However, them likening it to a children's toy when trying to say that their mechanic isn't for children has got to set them back so massively now.
Because the point they were making is, not only is it not gambling, it's also not marketed to children.
Yeah.
So even if it was gambling, it's not for them.
Yeah.
And it was like, it's gambling.
Yeah, that's
it is, but okay. And then you go and give examples of things that are specifically... When was the last time you had a Kinder Egg?
No, I don't even remember the last time I had a Kinder Egg.
Right, because you're a man now, and you can choose your chocolates, right?
Yes.
And you go and buy, if you're a fat pig like me, you get like a box of Coronations, right? Or like Mars bars or something, because what's the point in spending about the same money on an egg with a toy you don't want when you can just have a Mars bar? It'd be interesting to see what happens to their stock. A lot of its profits coming from the microtransactions, right?
A lot of it. The biggest thing is their FIFA Ultimate Team, where people buy these packs, which are like virtual stickers, and they just open them up.
Right. EA, man, stop. The funny thing is, we both think if EA would stop trying to wring every cent they can, they'd probably make more money.
They'd make a ton more money because...
I'd trust them a bit more. I'd probably buy that Anakin skin on Battlefront 2 or whatever, like, you know?
That's the thing. They have a ton of intellectual property that a lot of people don't have. Battlefield is a fantastic intellectual property. Battlefront as well is a fantastic one. They've got the Star Wars EA license and whatnot.
That looks great. They've done a really good job staying true to Star Wars. They've messed up a lot of other things, but if you play Battlefront 2, it feels Star Wars. I would buy some skins on that if it wasn't for EA's reputation.
And they have that EA access service that's now come into the PlayStation 4 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If they said, guys, we are taking microtransactions out of all of our games, we're not going to do the loot box thing anymore, we may do skins every now and again, but those are totally up for you to purchase, and we've got this EA subscription service so you can play all of our games, people then might consider it. But because they know that EA have got their mechanics and they will lock so much behind all of that stuff, it's like, why pay a subscription service for you only getting 50% of a game anyway? That's the reason why people don't want to do any business with you, EA, and unfortunately begrudgingly pay a little bit of money, like, when Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order comes out.
If that's the thing. For example, with skins, I don't want to chance it unless it's free. Like Overwatch, I never bought any loot boxes. I just earned what I earned, and those are the skins that I got. Because if I want a skin, I want to buy that skin.
Yeah.
I don't want to spend $15, $20 on the chance to get it and still miss out.
With Overwatch, it was, because it was free, you couldn't complain about, oh, I didn't get the one I wanted, because you didn't pay anything. It was an additional.
You could buy them.
Exactly.
If you wanted, which, you know, I understand that's in all the EA games as well. You do unlock them, and it's to get you hooked, right? But
when you have to pay for something that you don't know you're getting, you're just going to get random stuff.
If you're an adult, like, I know it's big in the CSGO community to buy the chests or the crates or whatever and the keys.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, fine, but they're adults. At least there were, and this was a big controversy as well about gambling, like the sites where you could gamble.
The CSGO gambling,
At least them, they were saying, look, you need to be 18 over, this is gambling, you know, because they have a real world monetary value. But saying this is for kids, EA, I mean, they know, right? But it's not like one day one of the CEOs wakes up and goes, oh no,
kids are playing this?
Kids are gambling?
Shut down everything. Oh wait, no, we're getting tons of money. No problem. That's pretty much what they're...
Like, maybe you don't care. Maybe you don't care about the gambling. You don't care about kids gambling. Yeah, I think we can all agree it's probably not ideal.
Probably not a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, but like, let me know. We have a history of disliking EA because they keep bending us over.
Yeah.
But if you don't care, why? What's the EA game that like has sold you on EA? Battlefront 2, we're big Star Wars nerds.
Yeah.
The game, the IP, is very true to Star Wars.
Yes.
The way they did the game sucks.
Yeah.
You know, their end of things, their business end of things, the leveling, the progression, all that stuff sucked because they wanted you to pay for it. They wanted you to pay to win.
Yeah.
But the way they treated the IP, great. They do some good stuff. And then they try and bend you over.
So. Yeah. So let us know, bro. What is it that you do find redeeming, if there is anything? And are you on our side? Do you feel like this is just EA being EA, and I hope they're going to get what that's coming to them from this one comment that they've made now? All right, man. Should we move on to our next topic?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, bro. We'll be right back.